Presenting a report to the American people by the Ballad Hunter.
Well, I come from Roman, Georgia. Well, I come from Roman, Georgia.
Well, in each of these programs, the Library of Congress presents John A. Lomax, the Ballad Hunter. For more than 30 years, Mr. Lomax has been gathering the songs of the American people. Songs that were not written down or learned from books, but folk songs of the people, sung by the people, and made into recordings on the very spot. To collect these songs, Mr. John A. Lomax has ridden night herd with cowboys, visited ballad singers far back in the Ozark Mountains, gone to dances in the country, spoken to tenant farmers in the deep south, and yes, he has gone into crowded cell blocks and penitentiaries in many parts of the United States. In the early days, Mr. Lomax's recording equipment was primitive. Often it had to be set up in the field or in a bunkhouse. Today, we go with Mr. Lomax to Sugarland, Texas, where he met Clear Rock and Ironhead, two Negro singers. And here is John Lomax.
A Negro laborer likes to sing as he works. So much the better if the work is being done by a group of men. Then they all sing together, sometimes with a leader and a chorus. I'd heard that on the big penitentiary farms in Texas, the Negroes sang as they plowed corn, cut cane, and picked cotton. And so, in 1934, armed with a letter from the governor of Texas, I took my recording machine to the state penitentiary farm at Sugarland, Texas, to record the work songs of the Negroes. After supper, I set the recording machine in their dormitory. It was all I could do to keep 100 excited convicts away from the delicate equipment. The room echoed with shouts and wondering comments. I, too, was excited, for this was my first experience in recording songs of Negro convicts. Suddenly, a big man came pushing through the crowd, shouting, "Gimme room, fellers. Gimme room. Let me get on that singing machine. I's the out-singingest man on this here plantation. I've been in the pen 47 years, and I ought to know all the songs." I barely saved my machine from destruction as the self-important man pushed through the jam-packed room. "Wait, Clear Rock," that was his name. "Wait. Later, we'll try you out." "Ready right now," he insisted, and I scarcely had time to start the recording equipment before he plunged into the song, "That's All Right, Honey." You can hear his big hands beating the time.
"Got a horse, oh, baby, buggy too, oh, Lord, and the horse is black, baby, and the buggy's blue, sure enough. That's all right, darling, that's all right, baby. Way up yonder, darling, by the sun, Lordy, girls all call me baby, sugar plum, sure enough. That's all right, baby, that's all right, honey, let me tell you."
Clear Rock not only claimed to be the champion singer, he said he was the fastest runner in the world. "Once I got scared," he said, "and my feet got to itching to move this old body away. I leaned over to get a good start, boss, and when I riz up, I was in Ardmore, Oklahoma, 200 miles away." Clear Rock told me many a story. Listen to this short one about some geese and a billy goat.
"One time I went to town hunting a job up the little old town they call Rogers. And so I went to a lady's house there and asked her for some weight. She says, 'Can you cut yards?' I said, 'Yes, ma'am.' She says, 'Go around to the back and look under the house. You'll find a lawnmower there. And then begin cutting. I told her, yes, ma'am. I went around and got the lawnmower and started on the back cutting grass. And so she had some geese out into a vacant park there, lots she had. And so under a tree lied a goat. And this old geese, in the heat of the day, raised up and says, we having a hard time. Goat said, mm-mm. So the geese kept picking, and it raised up again and said, we have a hard time. Goat said, mm-mm. And so the geese raised up again and says, I'm having a hard time. The goat says, bad managing.
While Clear Rock occupied the center of the stage, Ironhead, a grave, grim-faced man, had been standing quietly by. He once described himself to me as the roughest colored man who ever walked the streets of Dallas, in the pen off and on 34 years. He, too, could sing. He could sing a wonderful song for children about a gray goose. It took 6 weeks to find the gray goose after they shot him, for it took 6 weeks for him to fall. It took 6 weeks to pick the gray goose. It took 6 weeks to cook him. And even then, the hogs couldn't eat him. Too tough. He was so tough, he broke a circular saw into a million pieces.
Well, last Monday morning.
No, no, no.
Well, last Monday morning.
No, no, no.
My daddy went a-hunting.
Last no, Monday morning,
no, no.
My daddy went a-hunting.
No, no, no.
Well, he carried along his Zulu.
He was hunting for no, a gray
no,
goose.
No, no.
Well, he carried along his Zulu.
And he took along his no, Zulu. No.
Well, along come a gray goose.
No, no,
and the hound dog
no,
went
well, along
went
come
too.
A gray goose.
No, no, no.
Along come a gray goose.
No, no, no.
Well, he throwed it to his shoulder. And he rammed back to him.
Well, he ran his hammer way back.
And he pulled upon the trigger. And the gun, he went boolu. And down come the gray goose.
Well, down he come whining.
We want Ironhead to sing Little John Henry, a song about old John Henry's little boy. When you get on a section, let me be your straw. When you get a daughter, let me be your son-in-law.
Woke up this morning, Lord, it looked like rain. Well, round the curve, Lord, I spied a gravel train. Oh, my little John Henry, God Almighty knows. Oh, my little John Henry, God Almighty knows. Got a woman in Dallas, work at the bigger hotel.
Not satisfied yet, the man urged Ironhead to sing Shorty George. Shorty George is the name the convicts had given to the train which took their wives and sweethearts to and from the penitentiary on the monthly visiting day. Ironhead refused, and the men insisted. He blasted them with an angry outburst. You know that song, Tears Me to Pieces. He walked away. Soon he motioned to me. I'll sing that song low for you, boss, he said, as if in apology for his outburst. It makes me restless to see my wife. I's a trustee and I has an easy job. I could run down one of them corn rows and get away any day. But when the law caught me, they would put me back in the line with the field hands. Then he sang the story of the convict who gets a letter that he can't read for crime. It tells him that his woman ain't dead, but she's slowly dying. The convict breaks out of the penitentiary and goes home to his wife's funeral. When Ironhead reached the last couplet, his low voice swept along with lyric power into the tragic finale. When they let my baby down in the ground, I couldn't hear nothing but a coffin sound.
Now, when the show is George, ain't no friend of mine. How well assured is George, ain't no friend of mine. He taken all the women and left the men behind. How well I'm going to Galveston, back on the Maryland. How well I'm going to Galveston, back on the Maryland. Ah, baby, you can't quit me. Ain't no need you trying. I got a letter all back in red. Well, I got a letter all back in red. It's come home at one, the loving baby's dead. Well, I grabbed the train, and the train went flying. Well, I grabbed the train, and the train went flying. Baby, she wasn't dead, but she slowly died. When your baby ain't dead, but she slowly died. When your baby ain't dead, and she slowly died. Tell me, how can you blame a poor man from crime?
Then Ironhead, a perpetual jailbird, a condemned prisoner for life, broke down and sobbed aloud. I put my hand on his shoulder. Some men lose their wives forever, Ironhead. They can never see them again. Yours is alive. Ironhead answered, she might as well be dead. I can't go to her, and she's scared to come to me. Then Ironhead and Clairock, led by Mexico, the convict pharmacist, joined the group which sang Pick a Bale of Cotton. It's a fast tune. You have to pick cotton mighty fast to pick a bale a day.
My partner, pick a bale of cotton. Well, me, my partner,
pick a bale a day.
Wings, pick a bale, pick a bale,
pick a bale of cotton.
Wings, pick a bale, pick a bale,
pick a bale a day.
Everybody wanna see me,
pick a bale of cotton.
Everybody wanna see me,
pick a bale a day.
Well, I come from Norman, Georgia,
pick a bale of cotton.
Well, I come from Norman, Georgia,
pick a bale a day.
Well, I went to Texas, Canada,
pick a bale of cotton.
Well, I went to Texas County,
pick a bale a day.
From Texas County, Georgia County,
pick a bale of cotton.
From Texas County, Georgia County,
pick a bale a day.
I can pick a bale of, pick a bale of,
pick a bale of cotton.
I can pick a bale of, pick a bale of,
pick a bale a day.
Old master gave me one band,
pick a bale of cotton.
Old master gave me one band,
pick a bale a day.
I can pick a bale of, pick a bale,
pick a bale of cotton.
I can pick a bale of, pick a bale,
pick a bale a day.
Old Mrs. Jimmy.
I've just heard another story told by the ballad hunter. The songs you heard on this program were actually recorded on the spot. This program with John A. Lomax, honorary curator of the Archive of American Folk Song, was presented by the Radio Research Project of the Library of Congress.
Well, me, my partner,
pick a bale a day.
Wings, pick a bale, pick a bale,
pick a bale of cotton.
Wings, pick a bale, pick a bale,
pick a bale a day.
Everybody wanna see me,
pick a bale of cotton.
Everybody wanna see me,
pick a bale a day.
Well, I come from Norman, Georgia,
pick a bale of cotton.
Well, I come from Norman, Georgia,
pick a bale a day.